Most of the time when someone makes a promise, that's good enough. We know that they're good for it. We know that they're going to follow through. But sometimes we need something more, even with the most reliable of people. We need a kind of proof. We need something like a down payment, a sign that they're going to keep their word. Well, Christians, the same is true for God. We know that God is trustworthy, and we know that God will never fail to deliver. God will always do what he says. And in fact, questioning that is a sin. Calling God a liar and unfaithful to his promises will be held against us. In reality, there is no question that God is going to follow through. But even then, we still struggle. God knows our weakness. He knows that sometimes we need something a little more, especially when his promises are not going to be fulfilled for a long time, or going to be fulfilled within our lifetime. In those moments, God gives us something more. He gives us something to strengthen our faith, to show that even if we must wait, he's still going to do what he says, as we see in our gospel reading for today. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to Jerusalem in accordance with the law, because the law in Leviticus chapter 12 required that every woman who had given birth had to come to the temple 33 days after the birth of a son and 66 days after the birth of a daughter. And she was supposed to offer a sacrifice for her purification so that she could enter the temple again. This didn't mean that childbirth was somehow a sin. It was simply a part of keeping holy things holy. So Mary did what the law required. She offered up her sacrifice for purification so that she could enter the temple of the Lord and give thanks to him. But while they were there, they meet an old man named Simeon, an old prophet in Israel. And Simeon had been waiting for a long time, waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises. On the one hand, God had promised him through the Holy Spirit that he would see the Christ before he died. But on the other hand, he had the greater promise that the Christ would come. He had the promise that God would deliver his people from their sins. He had the promise that God would gather in his people from around the world. He had the promise that God would establish his kingdom. Simeon knew that God would keep all of the Old Testament prophecies, and he was waiting patiently for them. But now he would see their fulfillment with his own eyes. Because when Simeon sees the child, he knows that his waiting is over. Not because of some special sign, as if Jesus looked different somehow. In fact, outwardly, Jesus looked like any other child. But rather because Simeon in the Holy Spirit sees Jesus for who he truly is. And taking him up in his arms, Simeon blesses God and sings a song of praise, the song that we call the Nunc Dimittis, Latin meaning, "Now you are sending." As Luke says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Notice that Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis, has two parts, divided by that word "for." In the first part, Simeon blesses God. And in the second part, he explains why he is blessing God. Simeon blesses God because he knows that God is sending him away in peace. Simeon is fully aware that he is about to die. And even though we never meet him again in the Gospels, we can assume that he died shortly after. But he could die knowing that God had kept his promise. Simeon had seen the Christ just as the Holy Spirit said that he would. But Simeon is not just praising God for keeping that smaller promise to him. He is also blessing God for the greater one too. Simeon could die in peace, knowing that God had kept the promises he had made long ago to Israel, as he explains in the second part, that he has seen God's salvation, that Jesus is that light for the Gentiles and glory for his people Israel. The Savior of the world had come. And even though Simeon would not live to see any more, what he had seen was enough. God was faithful to his promises. And if God had been faithful in these promises, he would certainly keep all the future ones too, even after Simeon was gone. In this way, Christian, Simeon is an example for us. Yes, I mean, we have seen all the things that he did not live to see. The Christ has come, the Christ suffered and died and rose again, and Simeon didn't see any of that, although he has now seen it in glory. But like Simeon, we too wait on God's promises, promises in the future. The promise, for example, that Christ will return on the last day. The promise that he will set all things right. The promise that he will fully establish his kingdom. The promise to bring us to himself. And the promise, above all, that even though we die, yet shall we live. We are still waiting for these things, just as Simeon waited long ago. And yes, we know God is faithful. Yes, we know that he's going to do what he says. In that way, we're just like Simeon, who did not doubt that what the Spirit said was true. But God in his goodness gives us something more, just as he did for Simeon. Proof that he will keep his word, even if we don't live to see it while we are still here on earth. And what is that proof? Well, it's the same proof that he gave to Simeon, God's Son, Jesus Christ. We can look to Jesus and know that God will keep his word. We can look to Jesus and see the Lord's salvation. We can look to Jesus and know that he is the yes to all of God's promises. Jesus is the proof that if God can keep all those former promises, the promises that he kept for Simeon and Israel back then, he will also keep the future ones too. And since Jesus has risen from the dead, something that only God can do, there is no reason for us to doubt. Jesus is the certain proof that we need. That's why it's also so fitting for us Christians to include Simeon's song each week after communion. Because here at the Lord's table, we receive not only the forgiveness of our sins, just as Jesus promised, but we receive Jesus himself, just like Simeon did long ago, though in a far greater way. And here, as we meet our Lord, as Simeon did, we can know that God will keep his promises, even if we don't live to see them. We can depart from this table in peace, glorifying God for his mercy and blessing him for all that he will do, so that we may patiently wait for the day when he will fulfill every last one of his promises, and we will enter in with Simeon into everlasting glory. Let us pray. O Lord God, faithful to your word, strengthen us through your Son, so that we may confidently trust in you all of our days. In his name we pray. Amen.